It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferris. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, the newly created Wisconsin Ethics Commission has announced its leadership. Former Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager will be the new chair, and she's going to join us to talk about her new role there.
First, concentrated animal feeding operations, better known as CAFOs, are a polarizing topic for many Wisconsinites, frequently pitting environmentalists against farming operations and state agencies.
After past debates surrounding CAFOs in Wisconsin, DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp has said the agency does not have the authority to regulate the large-scale operations.
But a new decision from a Dane County judge effectively overturns the legal argument against state regulation, saying that the state can indeed regulate these farms.
The decision highlights the ongoing issue of how much power state agencies should have to regulate operations like CAFOs, also things like high-capacity wells.
Danielle Kading joins us now. She's a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News based in Superior, and she's been covering the ongoing CAFO debate in northern Wisconsin. Danny, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Veronica. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Well, get us up to speed a bit. What happened with this most recent decision?
Well, Dane County Judge John Markson ruled that the state can set limits on these large dairy operations to protect water from pollution. This contradicts a recent opinion by Attorney General Brad Schimmel that says that the state DNR can't go beyond what's set out in state law. Or in essence, can't consider the cumulative impact of high-capacity wells on surrounding waterways.
And has that been the working method going forward since that remark from Schimmel that the DNR could not regulate?
Well, the Attorney General's opinion definitely holds weight. I mean, it typically holds a lot of sway, and so many courts definitely consider that highly when they are deciding how they should move forward in their own rulings. It doesn't mean that they have to side with the Attorney General. It's just that typically, the state agency, the DNR, has followed that ruling, and we've seen that recently last week when they came out and said that they are going to be changing how they address high-capacity wells, given this Act 21, which says that unless it's explicitly laid out in state law or rule, that the DNR cannot consider the cumulative or the impact of all these wells together on these waterways.
Right. And now, a week later, you have this ruling from Judge Markson saying, in effect, that's not true, that the DNR does have the authority to do this. So what do you expect to happen in terms of the impact this could have?
Well, confusion is the immediate impact, right? I mean, and we're seeing a lot of debate over what, if anything, should be done to protect water quality in light of a growing number of concentrated animal feeding operations in the state. And so there's disagreement at all levels of the court system about how that should be carried out and what laws may have bearing on that.
And in the meantime, I imagine this is perhaps grounds for an appeal and that we could be looking at further legal action.
Yeah, the farm does have the option to appeal. I'm not sure if they will be pursuing that method. They have said that they essentially are caught in the middle of a regulatory and court dispute over something that they feel that the agency should have been doing in the first place, which is taking this Act 21 law into account in how they go forward in evaluating high-capacity well permits, and that they should just do it on a case-by-case basis and that it shouldn't be all lumped together. There are a handful of cases that the DNR has received or a handful of applications for review since they have changed how they are addressing this in light of the Attorney General's opinion. So this is going to lead to some operations considering, if they can reapply for high-capacity well permits now that there's this change.
We're talking with Danielle Kading right now, reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News based in Superior. And she's with us now to talk about a recent ruling that could affect how much power the DNR has to regulate operations like CAFOs in Wisconsin. And Danny, Bayfield County has been having a debate about a hog farm and a city ordinance there, or county ordinance, I should say. Can you give us an update about where that stands with the CAFO there?
Yeah, as far as I know, the DNR has rejected their county ordinance for more stringent standards, local standards in the South Fish Creek watershed. They put those in place because they were concerned about a potential hog operation, which would place a farm of 26,000 hogs in that watershed. And so they developed these standards in order to protect that watershed, which has already seen high levels of phosphorus. The DNR shot that down and said, well, you know, there already is high levels of phosphorus in that watershed, and this ordinance does nothing to address the existing water quality concerns. And so they're working together right now, the county and state, to see what may be done possibly to change that ordinance or develop a new one. And the county itself is appealing that decision. I think a lot of concern surrounds concentrated animal feeding operations in the state right now, especially in light of a state audit last month that revealed that more than 94% of the time in the last decade, the state has not been following its own rules or policies on enforcement against polluters, including concentrated animal feeding operations.
Has the DNR had any response to that audit?
Yes, they have, and they said that many of the things that were cited in this state audit by the Legislative Audit Bureau, that they've been addressing that, and that in that period, that 10-year period between 2005 and 2015, that they actually were able to consider 24% or only 24% of city or industrial pollution permit applications were backlogged, and that they've been able to decrease that from 35% prior to that time period. So they say that they're trying to address it. Critics say that, you know, the amount of turnover in the DNR and the change and cuts to the science is a concern, and that even if you allow or even if something slipped through the cracks, even if it's a small amount, that's cause for concern.
And Danny, as this all plays out and the county works with the state on this ordinance, perhaps a rewrite, perhaps a legal challenge, what is your sense of how the county of Bayfield and the people who live in that area feel about all this?
Well, I think that it's a divisive issue. I mean, the most vocal part of that debate is anti-CAFO. They don't want to see the hog farm locate in that watershed. And then you have a less vocal portion of the community that wants to protect the heritage of farming and allow people to grow and thrive in a way that matches the region's values. You know, and for some, the issue is just being able to keep up with the cost of production and equipment and make a good living. And for some, they want to grow to be able to do that. Others are looking at options with sustainable agriculture. So it's not an easy answer. You know, you can't just say, well, don't allow large farms. It's just something that really divides the community, and there has to be a lot of discussion about what it is the values are in that area and how people want to move forward to allow farming while also protecting the water quality in the area.
And this lawsuit that we began with from Judge Markson, or this decision about the regulatory power of the DNR, do you expect that to have bearing on all this in Bayfield County?
Well, you know, I don't know what bearing that may have in Bayfield County. I mean, right now, the Iowa-based producer, Reichsview Farms, who wants to build a farm, hasn't done anything in months to move forward with its application. I think right now the biggest thing that's going to affect Bayfield County and the possibility of that hog farm is whether or not they're going to actually move forward with that plan. And right now, there has been no action on it, and people are wondering why. I think there is some concern that if that were built, then if they did choose to put in high-capacity wells as part of their operation, it definitely would have bearing.
Danny, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Veronica.
That was Danielle Kading, reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News based in Superior. And she joined us there to talk about a recent ruling that could affect how much power the DNR has to regulate operations like CAFOs in Wisconsin.